KZMA. Heard? KO4NUE, KZ4TMA.
Talk to you. N4ZLK Mobile.
How are you?
Haven't heard you in a while. Good to hear you today.
Has been a while for me. I was doing a little bit of work on my car, actually rewiring a stereo and a few other things, and in the process had to disconnect the VHF. So yeah, just haven't had my mobile rig up, and other than that, I've just got a handheld that I keep in my office so I can monitor a little bit, but I can't do much talking. So yeah, it's been a little while. So I was just just throwing out my call to see who was out there and what's new. How you doing?
Just driving around, doing a little work, listening to the radio, and I actually haven't been on much. I've been listening, but I haven't been on much last week or two. But I'm doing good. Repeater's been real noisy. I don't know if it's the wind or what, but I found some areas that I used to be able to hit the repeater, and I feel like I'm losing it now.
Boys, on my transmission, it could be me. I noticed that when I rewired things in my car, I've got a little bit of alternator whine, and I may have a ground loop I need to address, so I don't know, if it's just when I'm talking, I wouldn't worry too much on your end. It may just be me.
It's on everybody. Probably on me, too. I was talking to Patrick yesterday, and it totally got wiped out. He said he could tell I was trying, but couldn't even hear me.
Gotcha. Well, no, you're coming through all right to me, except, it cuts out a little bit, but anything you've dealt with before, you got any tips for me on dealing with, interference when I cut the engine off?
Any of that, and part of it is where I am, there's a lot of interference, and it overrode you that time, so try it again.
Saying that you're coming through the repeater pretty well for me, except for the only interference I'm hearing is something that I know is from my own engine, because when I cut my engine off, as I might do here in a minute, it's much clearer. But yeah, is there anything you've ever dealt with? You ever dealt with engine interference with your radio? You got any tips for me as I, look for ground loops or noise suppressors or anything like that?
Hang on, let me make this turn here. N4ZLK. The only thing I've ever experienced or had experience with is like an alternator whine, and that's generally from plugging it into the cigarette lighter. I've always run right to the battery, run a wire straight to the battery, and never had that issue. I've never heard of a ground loop in a mobile rig, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So I have no information on that.
Yeah, well, no, I'm wired directly to the battery, too, but I've got some kind of interference. And again, it goes away as soon as I shut the engine off, so I'll keep troubleshooting it. I'm sorry to be so quick, but I'm already picking up some kids. I'm about to have kids jumping in the car here, so I'll let you go. But now that I'm rewired, I should be back on more often, so I'll look forward to catching you next time.
That's good to hear you. Have a great day. Be careful and enjoy those kids. Oh my goodness, I lost your call. N4ZLK, sorry about that.
Okay, Shane, if you're there, I didn't hear anything back after my last final, so I hope I didn't lose you there. Trying one more time.
I thought I was talking. I said, enjoy those kids, and good to hear you. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Uniform 2 Tango.
Canada's Doc here, N4ZLK.
Backed into my yard, so I know what you're doing here. So, anyway, just thought I'd holler at you.
2TN4ZLK.
Okay, you must be backing up, letting somebody else do the unloading.
I'll go in and make a pickup, but I'm about 10 minutes early. Not a big deal, so I'm just going to sit here for a minute.
Okay, I just heard you and the other fellow talking. Both of you were noisy. It's noisy. Everybody I've heard the last few days has been noisy. So, I mean, I don't know what it is, band conditions generally or anything else. But I've noticed everybody has been noisy lately.
Go under some high power lines, transmission lines. That probably wiped my signal out, that second to the last one.
You start, you say something, and then you went, it's like you flipped the switch and turned everything off. And so, anyway, well, I'm back in here. I'll let you get on with your thing. I just wanted to say hello and see how you're doing. And I'm going to go in here and let the dog out. And I house and went and paid taxes, so I'm not, my pocket's a whole lot lighter than it was.
Oh, hey, we came down Sunday to Artisphere, but we didn't get down there till about 3 o'clock. I did try to check the drink tents and things like that looking for you, but there were so many people there, I never did see you.
Well, I was working the beer setup where the all of the you know, the specialty beers were at down there right at Broad Street at Main. So that's where I was down there.
I'm trying to remember where Broad is. That's right near the. That's one block up from the Peace Center. Is it Broad or is that on further down?
That's where the Peace Center is. Broad goes down one side of the Peace Center.
A tent there you could go in, and I think you could, that's where you had to get your bracelet if you're going to drink, buy any alcohol.
Nah, you got those at the beer place. When you bought, got that, or if you were going to one of the wine only places, there were a couple of those. But nah, I was where all the craft beers were at the at right there Broad. We had three beer places set up all the way down, but we were the only one that had the craft beer.
I passed that area twice. I just missed you. Anyway, I looked for you. I was hoping to be able to say hello to you. But we had a good time. We enjoyed it. My wife had a good time. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to go in. Good. Thanks for shouting. WU2T N4ZLK.
All right, Zane. Have a good one. N4ZLK, W2T N4ZLK.